Hey, what's up? This is Beowulf from YouTube, and welcome to my first Anchor FM podcast, which will probably also be uploaded to Google Play, and hopefully, if I'm not a lazy piece of garbage, Apple Podcasts. So, I guess this is yet to have a name, so I'll just call this the Beocast. So, just as an introduction, I'm sorry if I sound far away. I'm not too close to my mic, but I'm not too far either. So, just an introduction to what I plan to do with this podcast. I go to school. I'm a university student. I am also on the school's radio club, and I'm currently training to be a DJ and whatnot. But that later, I thought, why not start my own podcast as well? So, I wanted to start this because currently of what's going on in the YouTubeverse. I also run a visual slash audio podcast I have yet to also vocally record called Hashtag Talk Nerdy To Me. That's capital T, capital N, capital M? I don't know. I have yet to decide how that's going to be shortened. But so I do hashtag talk nerdy to me, and it's pretty fun. But I kind of want to do my own podcast. I got my own microphone. I got a nice Blue Yeti mic for Christmas. So I figured why not use it? I apologize about any mouth sounds because I over salivate. LKF, little known fact. So let's get started. So recently, So today is a recording, January 12th, 2018, and if you are dead to the internet, you definitely don't know about the Logan Paul thing, but if you are like me, a 21-year-old girl who is a YouTuber and has access to the internet, you know who Logan Paul is and how he done fucked up. So for those of you who don't know, he recorded a video in the beautiful forest, also with a sad nickname of Suicide Forest, and he did something disgusting. He recorded a body. He most likely went intentionally, and he recorded a body. But enough about that. If you know the story, then you know the story. If you want to, I recommend looking up Philip DeFranco's video. He's a really good, I don't know if it's news, but it's kind of like a newscast show, and I recommend it to all my friends. And I like to think of us as that, of all my listeners as that, friends. So, an open letter to Logan Paul. Maybe I'll call this open letter. Open letter to Logan Paul. Are you proud of yourself? I mean, seriously, come on, it's a dead body. I understand how humans react differently. I took about 3 or 4 psych classes. I believe 3 psych classes, and to the extent of, I know just enough, just barely enough, of how the humans react towards different emotions. Much like an infant, you reacted with giggles. Not even manly giggles. I guess that does make you a true boy. And I say boy because no man would ever do that. What else? Oh, yeah, do you really think that's the appropriate way for a father to react towards something like that? Your dad calling all the people who thought that was wrong when it was haters, but as long as you're making that sweet, sweet skrill, I don't know if you use that term, I do though, you making that sweet, sweet do-re-mi, that cash, that moolah, getting swole with cash. I don't know what the cool kids say these days, and I'm still a cool kid. That you can get away with whatever you want. Maybe you are going to lose money, and this will be your lesson, but most likely you won't, because you're making quite a bit, and I'm hoping you remember to pay your taxes on that. But do you really think your grandparents are proud of you? If they're alive, I don't know. I don't know much about you. I thought you were a cool person, unlike your brother, but now even your asinine brother seems like a better person than you. Yeah, it's what you did was really fucking dumb. And I honestly think you should have lost more than your privileges on YouTube, because you are apparently YouTube's golden child. You are the ones who make the money, but they couldn't ignore the fact now that you done fucked up. I think if they do plan on bringing you back for those projects, you should be dropping out of them, because them putting the projects on hold is only making it worse for people who actually wanted to work on a production, who needs that money to work on a production. And I say this as someone who has been an intern at a production company, as someone who has worked on student films and whatnot. You are just a pure garbage person at this point, and I hope you have the worst career ever. I hope you end up in debt in millions because of that garbage you did. Did it ever occur to you also that maybe not releasing a vlog that day, maybe just saying, hey, we're gonna take a break, we saw something kind of traumatic, we're not gonna post it. I understand you demonetized that video, but that does nothing. You have people who would rather see a dead body and say, oh yeah, it's totally fine, and call everyone else like haters and whatnot, than admit that you have issues and that you probably shouldn't have uploaded it. And I know you've said it was a mistake to upload, but you still probably could have taken it down like an hour later when you realized, oh shit, this isn't right. Sorry if this doesn't make sense to all my normal, to all the people who aren't messed up in the head. I just get frustrated and flustered. And my question, and honestly, if Logan Paul ever listens to this and he wants to, ever talk about this, what would your grandparents think? Honestly, what would relatives think? Are they okay? Would they ever be okay with you doing this? I mean, you expose someone's shame. And in Asian culture, I know because I am an Asian, I am part Asian, I have Asian blood, I've studied Asian culture all my life, that this type of thing kind of brings shame to a family, and you just exposed what a family would consider shame. Sincerely, Charlotte Potts, aka Beowulf. So, I guess that ends that segment. Let's go to the introduction segment. Once again, I apologize if this is all rambly and stuff. It's my first podcast by myself. Cut me a break. I'm usually with people. So, if you heard me say this, sincerely, Charlotte Potts, then you know my name is Charlotte Potts. I am a university student who loves going to school, but wish I could be with my friends at all times. Like I said before, I'm in the radio club. I'm with a radio station at my school. Currently training to become a DJ. I love the committee I'm on. It's fun. I'm on music committee because I love music. And yeah, I'm 21 years old. I am kind of a weirdo. I am a huge nerd. My biggest pet peeves are idiots. I honestly believe everyone's an idiot until they prove otherwise. That's why me and a couple of my friends are really good friends. And yeah, I'm pretty laid back. I have a 165 IQ, fun fact. And I got really close to my mic for my comfort. What else? I have a twin sister. I run a production company called Poor University Productions, which I freaking love to do. It is what has kept me sane since I've started university this year. I have a dad, a sister. I am from, and as I said earlier, I'm in the letter, I am of Asian descent. I am a quarter Korean on my mom's side. My grandmother is from, I believe, Busan, South Korea. And I had to say South because there are people in the U.S. who do require distinction. What else? I don't know. Yeah, this is probably gonna end up being like maybe 15-20 minutes. I'm getting into doing auditions for voiceovers, so if you ever need the ridiculous voice of Charlotte Potts, I'm your girl. Just hit me up for gigs. I like to stream, I like to play computer games. Look me up on Steam. It's Beowulf, B-A-E-O-W-U-L-F. Once again, B-A-E-O-W-U-L-F. Ooh, I just hit my laptop. On Steam, look for the really poorly drawn Magikarp as well. Because I like to do what I call a low-key crappy paint drawings. And one of them happens to be a Magikarp. I have low-key Loki, I have Thor Adorable, and I'm currently working on a whole different collection of them. Just because I can, and because I'm too lazy to edit my own videos. Oh, another fun fact about me, I am a procrastinator. I have a bunch of video projects I should be doing for my production company, but I have yet to do. Well, I'm just gonna keep that short and sweet and end here at 11 minutes and 32 seconds. Don't forget to check out my content on YouTube. It's Beowulf, B-A-E-O-W-U-L-F. And don't forget to check out my company, Poor University Productions, also on YouTube. Check out hashtag Talk Nerdy to Me. And today, which is January 12th, I will be streaming at 9:30, 10 o'clock tonight, maybe, if not earlier, the ending to Doki Doki Literature Club with my twin sister and my friend Real Kid Kitty. If you're ever on the channel, on those channels, just hit me up and leave a comment and say hi. If you want me to do more of these podcasts or do these on a more weekly basis, let me know. Shoot me an email at charlotte.potts at... No, not that one. That's my school one. Send me one to charlottepotts71. That's charlottepotts71 at gmail.com. And give me some topic suggestions. And I will listen in to you guys, or you guys will listen to me on the next podcast. Later.